Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Parliament passes Appropriation Bill 2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserts government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says in Lok Sabha, government transformed railways across all sectors in the last decade. Trinamool Congress announces list of 291 candidates for West Bengal Assembly elections. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to contest from Bhavanipur. For Keralam, Congress announces names of 55 candidates and Aam Aadmi Party nominates 21. Government says all Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Second LPG carrier Nanda Devi reaches Kandla port in Gujarat via Strait of Hormuz. West Asia conflict further escalates as Israel claims Iran's security chief Ali Larijani killed in its strike. And top US counterterrorism official Joe Kent resigns opposing the Iran war. And now the news in detail. Parliament has passed the Appropriation Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion. Lok Sabha has already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that the government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. She said the centre is giving over 57,381 crore rupees for Economic Stabilisation Fund. Finance Minister highlighted that India's economy stands at a position of strength today.
India's economy today stands at a position of strength. We are able to look after even unforeseen circumstances. Since COVID, India's macroeconomic performance has remained relatively strong and stable.
The finance minister said central government's capital outlay has increased 4.2 times from 2.63 lakh crores in 2017-18 to 12.2 lakh crores in 2026-27. She added that as a result, the pickup of the economy is happening and growth momentum is being sustained. Ms. Sitharaman said that the way in which India has built its power sector today stands as a very big support because Atmanirbhar Bharat and sufficiency in energy is actually playing out in many different ways. She added that the way in which the government has ramped up domestic capacity in LPG is also coming of help now. Congress MP Rajiv Shukla, TMC's Saket Gokhale, BJP MP Harshvardhan Shringla, Sanjay Raut of Shiva Sena UBT also spoke on the bill. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the Narendra Modi government has initiated performance-based politics in the country instead of the politics of vote bank. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha this evening, Mr. Vaishnav said the Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector. He said the financial health of railways has improved significantly under PM Modi's leadership in the last 10 years.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities, and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Over 210 members of Lok Sabha participated in the discussion. Participating in the discussion, K. Francis George of Kerala Congress said there is a serious gap between targets and actual performance.
The Standing Committee on Railways report shows a very alarming picture. It reveals that the serious gap between targets and actual performance. For instance, against a target of 2,600 km of track doubling, only about 573 km, barely 22%, was completed. This clearly shows that allocations are not translating into outcome.
Shatabdi Roy of the TMC, Arun Bharati of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Rajmohan Unnithan of Congress, and Malvika Devi of BJP participated in the discussion. The government has enhanced the budget allocation of the Department of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare from 21,933 crore rupees during 2013-14 to 1,27,290 crore rupees during 2025-26. This was stated by the Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Bhagirath Chaudhary, in a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today. The government has modified Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana to ensure transparency, accountability and timely payment of claims to farmers. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, earlier the farmers had to wait for several months to receive payments in their accounts, but now insurers will have to pay agriculture-related claims with 12% interest if they fail to settle the claims within 21 days. Supreme Court has said that an adoptive mother should be entitled to maternity leave of 12 weeks irrespective of the age of the adopted child, striking down a law which said a woman would be eligible for maternity leave only if she legally adopts a child below the age of 3 months. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan said, the protection of maternity benefit cannot be confined to keeping in mind the age of the child. The court added that an adoptive mother would have the same rights and obligations towards the child as a natural mother. Supreme Court also asked the centre to come out with a provision recognising paternity leave as a social security benefit. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Trinamool Congress TMC has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of the 294 constituencies. The three Darjeeling Hill seats have been left to its ally, the Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha, or BGPM. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will once again contest from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has already fielded Leader of the Opposition Shubhendu Adhikari. Trinamool Congress TMC has dropped 74 sitting MLAs. 135 sitting MLAs were retained in their current seats, while 15 were shifted to new constituencies. For Keralam Assembly elections, Congress Party has released a list of 55 candidates for the upcoming Assembly polls in Kerala. The party has fielded Leader of the Opposition in State Legislative Assembly, V.D. Satheesan, from Paravur Assembly constituency. Kerala Pradesh Congress Committee Chief Sunny Joseph from Peravur Assembly constituency, Senior Party Leader Ramesh Chennitala from Haripat seat, and Uman Chandy from Puttupalli Assembly constituency. Aam Aadmi Party has also released a list of 21 candidates for the Assembly elections of Kerala. Polls for Assembly elections in Kerala are scheduled for the 9th of next month, and counting of votes will take place on the 4th of May. The Election Commission has ordered the transfer of senior police and other officials in West Bengal and Keralam today. In West Bengal, the transfer of 19 senior police officers has been ordered with immediate effect. 2012 batch IPS officer Pushpa is appointed as SP Barasat. 2013 batch IPS officer Ishani Paul has been appointed as SP Diamond Harbour. And 2013 batch officer Sachin has been made the SP Murshidabad. The commission had transferred 4 senior IPS officers, including the DGP of West Bengal, yesterday. In Kerala, the Election Commission has transferred 5 senior officials and appointed new officers to their posts. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. Mr. Sinha also highlighted that the second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla in Gujarat after safely crossing the Strait of Hormuz today.
All our sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. In the last 24 hours, 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region. This work was done in coordination with our embassies and missions. The second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla at around 2:30 a.m. today, and now cargo is being discharged from both the LPG carriers, Shivalik and Nanda Devi.
और अब दोनों ही एलपीजी कैरियर से शिवालिक और नंदा देवी से कार्गो का डिस्चार्ज हो रहा है.
इंडियन कार्गो वेसल शिवालिक कैरिंग एलपीजी फ्रॉम कतर अराइव्ड यस्टरडे एट मुंड्रा पोर्ट इन गुजरात वाया द स्ट्रेट ऑफ हॉर्मुज. Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, today said that petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country.
Crude availability is normal. Our refinery is operating at the highest level. There is no shortage at retail outlets. Petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities. Regarding natural gas, the government is making efforts to ensure that commercial LPG consumers shift to PNG, as this would be beneficial. The government is actively working in this direction.
इसी दिशा में भारत सरकार भी प्रयासरत है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels. Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal today virtually interacted with the crew of Indian-flagged LPG carriers Shivalik and Nanda Devi after their arrival at the Indian coast. Mr. Sonowal said that the successful voyage of the two Indian-flagged vessels, fully manned by Indian seafarers, reflects the strength and resilience of India's maritime workforce. The conflict across West Asia has sharply intensified in the past few hours, with Israeli military officials claiming a major strike on Iran's command structure. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have killed Ali Larijani, a secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, along with the senior commander of the Basij paramilitary forces. After the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on 28th of February 2026, Larijani emerged as Iran's de facto wartime leader, coordinating the country's strategic and military responses. There has been no immediate confirmation from Tehran on Larijani's reported death. From Washington, President Donald Trump has called for the formation of an international coalition to secure the Strait of Hormuz, where oil transit has been severely disrupted. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Tensions are spreading rapidly across West Asia, with Lebanon witnessing intensified Israeli activity. Fresh evacuation orders have been issued for civilians south of the Zahrani River, while thick smoke continues to rise over Beirut's southern suburbs following sustained strikes. Across the Gulf, explosions of air interceptions were reported over Doha, while a Kuwaiti-flagged commercial tanker was hit east of Fujairah, raising fears over safety of critical shipping routes. In the United Arab Emirates, authorities have moved quickly to stabilize the situation. Airspace has reopened after a temporary closure, but officials confirmed that debris from an intercepted missile struck a residential area in Abu Dhabi, killing one person. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
The head of the United States National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, has resigned over the U.S.-Israel war with Iran. In a letter to U.S. President Donald Trump, he wrote, "Iran posed no imminent threat to the country, and government started this war due to the pressure from Israel." Meanwhile, the White House did not respond on the letter. In badminton, Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament began today at the Palais des Sports in France. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap defeated Wai Li of Chinese Taipei 21-17-21-19 in a qualifier match this evening. In men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth will face Denmark's Magnus Johansson in a round of 32 match tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament passes Appropriation Bill 2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserts government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says in Lok Sabha, government transformed railways across all sectors in the last decade. Trinamool Congress announces list of 291 candidates for West Bengal Assembly elections. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to contest from Bhavanipur. For Kerala, Congress announces names of 55 candidates and Aam Aadmi Party nominates 21. Government says all Indian sailors and ships are safe in Gulf region. Second LPG carrier Nanda Devi reaches Kandla port in Gujarat via Strait of Hormuz. West Asia conflict further escalates as Israel claims Iran's security chief Ali Larijani killed in strike. And top US counterterrorism official Joe Kent resigns opposing the Iran war. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.